More UNLV basketball today. The Runnin' Rebels are in the quarterfinals of the NIT. They've got top-seeded Seton Hall in New Jersey at 4 o'clock. Tonight's winner advances to the NIT's version of the Final Four to take on Georgia next week. The LA Lakers are in Memphis this evening to take on the Grizzlies. You can hear it all on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb coverage starts at 4:45. An epic collapse prevented the Golden Knights from gaining ground on the Nashville Predators last night. VGK blew a 3-goal lead in the final period to force overtime for the second straight night, but the Knights did pick up a point on the road, which is huge at this stage of the season. That gives them a 6-point lead over St. Louis for the final wild card spot in the West.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked. I never back down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Pretty uneventful drive in this morning as far as freeway travels go. No accidents being reported on the highways still. A couple on the east side, though. One at Pecos and Owens, another at the intersection of Desert Inn and Paradise. Going to be a great-looking day in the valley. Weather-wise, a couple degrees warmer, should end up in the mid-70s by afternoon with 15-mile-per-hour winds, which are lighter than yesterday. 52 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, after passage by the House and the Senate last week, President Biden signed a $1.2 trillion spending package to avert a government shutdown. But I tell you what, the debate is continuing as to whether this is good for America, bad for America. I had a chance to visit with David Ditch. He's the senior policy analyst for the Heritage Foundation, focusing on federal spending and fiscal policy. And I asked him point blank, how bad is this bill?
It's a really sad thing that, you know, because I unfortunately live here in the swamp, this thing isn't even historically bad. It's just bad if you look at it objectively, if you look at it the way a normal person would. So, for example, one of the things that stands out is that on paper, you know, the way that congressional accounting works is it's $1.2 trillion. The problem is that that's the spending limit that they're working with But then they use a huge number of accounting gimmicks to cram in extra spending because, of course, $1.2 trillion with a T, trillion dollars, is nowhere near enough to fund half of the federal government for a year.
Wow. Wow. Let me ask you, a lot of people are objecting not so much to the $1.2 trillion, but the process. A lot of people are saying that Speaker Mike Johnson should lose his job because of this. Give us some perspective relative to the process, watching the sausage being made, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's part of it, is when you have a bill of this size, so it was 1,012 pages long, and then there's a lot of important detail in quote-unquote explanatory statements, which are additional documents these committees produce. There was another 932 pages, so you're talking over 1,900 pages of text to process, and they only had a couple days to process it before the vote came out. I think it was going to be hard to avoid a lot of what was in the bill, unless you were going to completely shut everything down, which some people want to do. A lot of people don't. I think that's the thing that I'm most critical about Johnson for, is dropping it all in one clump and then forcing a vote that quickly. If you are trying to have this out in time, again, trying to avoid a shutdown, try to release it at least a week in advance so everyone can really digest this. As it was, practically every policy analyst here in and around D.C. was churning on this thing, and there are still things that we missed, even though we had a few days to work with. That's just no way to govern a country.
What would have happened if we had allowed the government to, or at least part of the government, to shut down? Well, I mean, give us a real-life example of what would have happened.
It's tricky to say. There's a lot of the federal government that is considered essential, and essentially those operations are going to continue regardless of what's called a temporary lapse of funding. Unfortunately, because the federal government is so big, and they did pass bills to fund about half of it a couple weeks ago, I don't have quite enough of a steel trap memory to have memorized which of the 3,000 or so federal programs would be covered and which wouldn't. So, for example, certain benefit programs, some of the checks might not be going out quite as quickly. Some might eventually stop going out because you don't have people to process them. Again, in some cases, those workers are considered essential, and some aren't. This is honestly one of the biggest problems with what's been going on over the course of the last century, is more and more power and control are flowing to Washington, D.C., and then if something happens, if there's a little hiccup in Congress and they don't pass all these funding bills, then it's the end of the universe and no one knows what to do. Maybe we should think about making the federal government a little less important in our day-to-day lives.
Could they have kicked the can down the road another 2 weeks? I mean, is it possible? I mean, Congress now is out on two-week vacation. Could we not have kicked this down the road till after the recess?
Honestly, I think that would have been perfectly reasonable. Again, to give members more time to consider it and more time to maybe write some amendments and vote on them, again, which is another one of the big problems with how Congress operates, regardless who seems to be in the top chair, is I think there are a lot of reasonable amendments that could have been voted on, that could have gotten bipartisan support, or at least unified support from the Republican majority in the House, and even could have gotten some good support in the Senate to get rid of a lot of the worst abuses in this bill. But there were almost no amendment votes, so we got the bill as it was dropped on us.
David Ditch from the Heritage Foundation breaking down that $1.2 trillion bill. coming up tomorrow, I'm really excited about tomorrow. We're getting closer to the weekend, which is always good. But also, we're going to have Sharon Angle on. She has kind of dropped off the radar screen for a number of years, but she is back. She's running for Assembly in District 15. Why is she running? Well, we'll talk about that. And where has she been over the course of the last few years? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. Till we join you tomorrow at 6:05, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next.
This is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting NevadaPolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back back our country and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. The search ends. Mexican extortion. Trump richer than ever. And no more hip drop tackle. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the search for six of the construction workers who were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge has been called off. The loss of life could have been much worse. There was enough time between the distress call and the collision for traffic to be blocked. We don't know how many more people would have been on that bridge, but efforts were made to stop people from driving on it at about 1:30 on Monday morning. The 8-person construction crew was still on the bridge at the time filling potholes. Two of them survived. This crash has cut off all 5 terminals at the Port of Baltimore, which handles most of the East Coast's shipping of farm and construction machinery, as well as cars and light trucks. The president of Mexico said that the flow of migrants will continue, his words, unless the United States meets his demands. What are those demands? Well, $20 billion a year, billion a year, for poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, lifting sanctions on Venezuela and ending the Cuban embargo to communist countries, and also legalize all Mexicans who are living in the United States. This is what happens when you have a weak president. You have countries like Mexico giving us ultimatums. When Trump was in office, we had the Remain in Mexico program. Mexico wasn't extorting us. Speaking of Donald Trump, you can now own a share of Donald Trump's Truth Social platform. Trump Media and Technology Group uses the ticker symbol DJT, began trading on NASDAQ yesterday. The company's market cap is $2.7 billion. Trump himself owns 58% of the shares. And due to this merger and going public, Trump has joined the Bloomberg Billionaires Index for the first time, a reported net worth of $6.5 billion. He's one of the richest 500 people in the world. All the media is talking about how broke he is and how his businesses are in peril. And he has to have a fire sale on his properties or else he's going bankrupt. But yesterday, he's the richest he's ever been. More fake news. The NFL owners voted to ban the hip drop tackle at their annual league meeting. This is when a defender grabs the player with both arms and falls to the ground, kind of backwards, landing on the runner's legs below the knees. There were 230 of these tackles last year, about one a game. It's up 60% from the year before. And 15 players suffered time loss injuries, so about a player a week. Former 3-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt, said, "Let's just fast forward to belts with flags on them." I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, misinformation is a growing topic because the internet is full of falsehoods and there's little supervision on the sites. Last Sunday, Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes tried to pin the problem of propaganda on conservatives, but the truth is all sides are guilty. The left points to Trump and the 2020 election deniers as primary culprits, and it's true that false flags were consistently waved. The colossal judgment against Fox News proves that. However, the outright deceit about Russian collusion came exclusively from the left. This is not equivalency, this is fact. I believe very few media people and politicians are trustworthy in America because they believe what they want to believe. The truth be damned. It's now my truth. How absurd. The deceptive Tower of Babel we are witnessing is the reason I set up BillO'Reilly.com. We seek the truth. We don't always find it, but an honest effort is made. We are not interested in advancing ideology or pandering to a certain audience. We don't let profit dictate news coverage. We are almost unique in the media today. Media deception dramatically harming the USA. And that's one truth not difficult to ascertain. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Bonnie Reynolds, Holton, Maine, way up there by Canada. Biden's schedule looks like he does nothing, but it only includes public events, so we don't know all the private meetings he takes in, or am I wrong? If he has a meeting with his cabinet, that is on the schedule. Now, if somebody wanders in to the Oval Office, but I understand he's not in the office very much. I had a concierge letter asking me today, well, how come there were so many leaks during Trump and there haven't been very many leaks on Biden's White House? Because people don't have access to him. Trump is there all day running around, all right? But Biden's not. So you can assume, Bonnie, that he's got a light work schedule. Janet, I have a business in a small town in Northern California. Finding somebody who wants to work, shows up for an interview, is very rare. I keep wondering if they aren't working, how are they living with the high cost of everything? Governor Newsom has made it easy to get money, food stamps, medical. No one wants to work. There's something to that. California is a welfare state. There's something to that. People can get by. And a lot of them do off the books stuff. They don't want to be paying Social Security taxes or any tax. So there's something to it. William Farrell Jr., Milton, Delaware. Bill, you said it is unconstitutional to force products or ideology on people. Here in Delaware, by 2035, all new cars must be EVs. Actually, 232, 82% of the cars in Delaware have to be what they call zero emission. Now, I don't know whether that's constitutional or not. So I assume there'll be court challenges, too. We'll see. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall, but there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call. and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first, Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 5 years ago today, special counsel Robert Mueller publicly criticized Attorney General William Barr's handling of his Russian collusion report, Mueller's report. A few days earlier, Barr had released a summary of the findings clearing Donald Trump of any nefarious activity. Here is the story. In early 2016, reports emerged that the Trump team was coordinating with Russian agents to sway the election from Hillary Clinton. In May 2017, Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel to investigate. 2 years later, Mueller submitted his report to the Department of Justice. Barr released what he described as the principal conclusions. Wrote Barr, quote, "The special counsel's investigation did not find the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election," unquote. On March 27, 2019, Mueller refuted Barr's summary, quote, "The statement from the Attorney General did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of this office's work and conclusions. There is now public confusion about the critical aspects of the results of our investigation," unquote, from Mueller. Well, 5 years later, the public remains perplexed. Recent polls show 48% still believe Trump worked with Putin to win the White House. That number rises to 90% for Democrats. People, of course, believe what they want to believe. But there is no evidence that the Trump people coordinated with the Russians. That is a fact. And here's something else you might not know. The two men at the center of the probe have returned to private life. Mueller is back with his former law firm where he works on cases involving crisis management. Barr is now chairman of the board for a company called Center for Legal Action. That group aims to be an alternative to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And despite their beef, back in 2019, Barr and Mueller remain close friends, or so they say. Back after this. Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.